Maddie.
What's up?
Say, ghost don't eat my ass.
Ghost don't eat my ass.
For this week's episode, we are drinking Spilt Baby.
Let me see mine.
I think that's how you say it. It's Split the Baby.
Split the Baby.
It is a blueberry and lemon wheat beer. It looks fucking weird. And it has a really weird baby on it. It kind of gives me the creeps.
Whoa, it's like a lemon head baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Unacceptable. If y'all get that.
Unacceptable.
You get that reference?
I fucking love that.
What's it from?
It's a cartoon.
What's it from?
I don't know where it's from.
Adventure Time.
I told you.
I told you, bitch.
I fucking told you.
Ooh. Smells fruity. Oh, it smells like Cheerios. No, it smells like...
Cheerios?
Fruit Loops. Smells like Fruit Loops.
Let me see. No, not Fruit Loops.
Bro, it tastes like a jolly... It tastes like a fruit by a foot.
Really?
Uh-huh.
First taste.
Bitch, don't make, bro, it's so fruity.
Where's the flavor?
You're such a fucking.
Where's the flavor?
You're a waste. Don't drink that.
My gosh. The taste, okay, the bubble, okay, the carbonated, the carbination.
Here we go, guys. Go somebody in my ass. The brewer.
The carbonation is what has the taste, but it's not, it's literally a smell. It's not a taste. You can't taste it.
It is a taste.
You can't fucking taste. It tastes like carbonation.
What am I feeling
smell,
on my tongue now?
It is not sweet. It does not taste like it smells. It. Come on, guys. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, right?
No one.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, right? I'm not crazy.
Bitch, you a hating ass.
You know what? I'm gonna down this shit.
You a Red's Apple Ale, bitch.
I don't even really like Red's Apple Ale that much, girl. I totally love Bud Light. I'm sorry, guys.
Disgusting.
Don't hate on me.
Disgusting.
That's piss water.
It
fuck
is.
You. Who drinks? Fuck your thoughts. I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Fight me. Yeah.
Fight me. This has so much flavor. So much, it's complicated.
Dude, it tastes like an IPA almost.
No. Oh. Take
it
that.
It tastes like
an
IPA.
You ungrateful ass fucking uncultured swine.
When you first taste it and it goes to the back of your throat, it has the IPA taste and then it goes away. It's not. So definitely not an IPA, but the beginning.
All right. I will concur.
Okay.
But it tastes... too fruity. Tastes real fruity. I think it's the wheat that maybe gives it this taste. Well, you fucking asshole. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Sarah.
And my name is Lindsay.
And this is...
Ghost Running My Ass!
We are a paranormal podcast.
And we are two spooky bitches. Just having fun.
Drinking beer.
Listening to stories.
Talking shit.
Talking about ghosts.
I feel like I'm breathing really hard.
Diabetes.
So what are we going to talk about this episode, Lindsay?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
We're going to talk about Waco.
Restart.
I'm leaving this.
We're talking about Waco. I totally forgot you said that.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
So we're gonna talk about Waco. For sure.
The things I don't understand.
Because we never talked about it.
Yeah, we didn't. Fucking tired.
Yeah. And we don't have Gabby right now, which really, really sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, we make do with what we got.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's start it off. Where did we start off from?
We started our day.
So I woke up.
Took a shower.
Lindsay,
to eat.
Grab my arm in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Bitch, listen. I can't stand sleeping with Lindsay Ann.
Dude, she fucking hates me.
First off, what kind of a person grabs another person in the middle of the night? Like, manhandles them like no business.
I didn't even know I did that.
Your self-conscious tried to rape me. And I don't. Sorry. I definitely did not consent. Bitch, my eyes were like.
Oh my God. I wanted to say,
Gabby, help me.
Girl.
No. I wasn't going to be like that. Okay. So first night, we did our episode of Waco, mm-hmm. right? We were like, oh, tomorrow we're going to do all this stuff. We're going to get...
Yeah.
We're going to go out there and experience all these things. Okay. Next morning, woke up.
Yeah.
So the first place we went to was Bridge Davidian Compound.
That was cool.
What was your feelings on
okay,
that?
Okay, when we went to the memorial with all the names and everything... I told you I felt like the wind was really strong, so I was like, maybe I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say shit. Okay, so the wind kept pushing me. It felt like somebody was pushing me.
Are they trying to get you away from here or like
it was just a push. I don't know how to explain it. It was very lightly, but it felt like something wanted to just push me away. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was tripping, so I was like, maybe not. Maybe it's just the wind. But then when we went to go down further down the road to the church, the wind did not feel like it felt when we were at the memorial mm-hmm. down the road. It was totally different. And the memorial, that's a wall. Mm-hmm. So how would I feel
pushing
and how would it feel different than me being in an open field and actually feeling the wind, you know?
That's so true. That's very, very yeah. true. Very true.
So it did feel a lot different, and I was like, okay, maybe that was, because I don't know, it just felt like there was just something pushing, like, on my chest, my stomach, and my lower body, like, I was just being pushed.
My thought process is, what do you think they were trying to push you away from, push you to, towards, maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. They were pushing me back.
Like, get away.
Yeah, like, don't look at my shit, bitch. No, I'm just
kidding.
It was
David Koresh. Oh, bro, that gives me hardcore goosies.
That'd be creepy.
He's a weird motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Branch Davidian was at least what? What do we say? Hour?
Probably.
It was an hour away from Waco. And when you turn off of that road to get to the Branch Davidian compound... It's, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it legit is...
A little dirt road.
A little dirt road. Like, there were, cows and shit, pastures and yeah. shit. Like, it was crazy. When we, like, drove into the actual compound, it was, they have a nice-ass gate. Like, that surprised yeah. the fuck out of me. And they're, like, asking for $10 donations, and they're, like, put your money towards the... I mean, there's still a fucking church there. There's still people that are living on that land that believe that David Koresh is coming back or whatever. Yes, dude.
What?
What do you mean, what? You were there.
I didn't know people that lived there thought that he was coming back.
Well, maybe not coming back, but they still believe in him. They still believe that he's Messiah, basically. Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was crazy. It was crazy because, you drive in, there's this really little memorial, it's like cement, it's like a wall, it tells you all the names of everybody that died, when they died, all that kind of shit. Wow. What is it supposed to be? What was this crystal?
Bro, I got it for decoration purposes. It was supposed to be like this big.
Fuck
it. Bitch.
Fuck it. How much did you pay for this?
Like...
No.
12 something.
Oh, I think I say 20.
I probably did. I don't know. I have to look.
This is not even an inch.
No. I got it and I was like, okay, I got this big celestial. Some fucking big ass 12 incher crystal. Like, it's supposed to bring.
Stick up your butt.
I don't know. No. It was supposed to bring good energy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got that, and then I got that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I want one that was standing just right up. Mm-hmm. Whether the other one, it had two, it was speared on the bottom as well.
Oh.
So I could not use that for anything. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get another one. And then I got it, the other one, fucking huge. Bigger than my dild. And oh! This shit started breaking off. It was wrapped in saran wrap. Uh-huh. It's this big, had like 6-inch popsicle stick holding it on both sides. It was still fucking broken half.
Wait, I hope you like called them or whatever. You're like.
Bro, I put a bad review on that shit. I was so mad.
Did you tell them? You should have sent it back.
So fucking pissed.
You should have sent it back. Seizures. Oh, fuck.
Hey, party.
Party. Should we do blue? Green.
Green. Red. I like red.
Ooh, red. Red. I see you red.
Red. Oh,
red. Okay. But yeah. I like it. It gives me good feelings.
Yeah, it's cute.
Your baby crystal?
I don't know what it's for, but...
Baby crystal.
I know. That's cute. It's like, but yeah, so right there. I got that and I was like, what the hell? Where am I going to put this? So I brought it to leave it in here. I did, and I totally found it. I was like, oh, shit.
It was meant after to stay I
warmed
here.
It up in my foop.
In your foopa? You're stupid.
She said, ooh, it's warm. I said... Yeah, I know. It was in my fupa.
Getting it all nice and crispy. Getting all nice and crispy for us.
That's funny.
All right, so where were we at? Branch Davidian compound.
Yeah.
There was a wall. Yeah. Dude, they still had that fucking hole, and they had a little sign that said, this is where the women and children died.
And you were gassed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
Fatality.
Yeah. Dude, it was crazy. Crazy. It was a weird feeling. I couldn't tell you if I felt anything. To be honest, I didn't.
I didn't feel anything there. Even at the gas thing, I was by the hole and I was just sitting there trying to see if I could like get anything and
nothing. Yeah, I honestly, I felt like that too. I didn't feel any feelings from it at all, really. It was sad to think, you know.
About what happened there, of course, but. I didn't get any bad energy, any, you know, nothing.
No, neither did I.
Even by the bus.
No. So they had the bus. They had a crumpled up shell of a bus that's still there, demolished kind of looking. And remnants of an underground bunker that David Koresh had been trying to build. And, like, we got to kind of just sit there for a minute, just take it in. Man. And I felt like that was a powerful feeling just to sit there and realize everything that happened there. And it was just kind of spooky in that sense, just to think that a lot of people lost their lives. Kids lost their lives in that specific place. And, you know, that's just sad about that. But that was our David Koresh, Branch Davidian compound visit. And then what did we do after that?
And then we went to Cameron Park.
Yeah, we went to Cameron Park.
Did we go to Lover's Leap first, or what did we do?
We did, stairs. Jacob's Ladder.
Okay, yeah, y'all went to Jacob's Ladder, and y'all climbed that bitch.
Me and Gabby went to Jacob's Ladder, and I'm like, oh, dude, I can do Jacob's Ladder. It's not a big deal. It's just very narrow. That thing is fucking high, and those steps are really fucking steep. Like, my little ass hobbit legs. I was struggling, y'all. I was breathing hard. I was telling Gabby at some point, like, can we take a break, bitch? Like, Jesus. Like, I don't know. It was very difficult. It was during the daytime. Didn't feel anything. It was really cool to get up to the top. There actually was a house at the very top. Very beautiful house.
Oh, wow.
Like a mansion.
Should have took a picture.
I didn't think about it. I was trying to fight.
I know.
I was fighting for my life at that point. I was breathing. I was trying to make sure I wasn't going to pass out on Gabby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And then we got back down, and it was a lot better, like, going down than it was going up.
And there were some girls just sitting at the break spot, or at the point where you can sit and take a break. Mm-hmm. There was just people just sitting there. Didn't move for a while. I don't think they moved at all. I think they stayed there the whole time we were there.
There was two guys sitting there.
At the bottom.
Oh, at the bottom?
Yeah, at the very bottom.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was struggling, bitch. But it was a lot of fun. to do that, like to get to the very top and be like, hey, I got to the very top. But at that point, I was like, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
My bitch ass was wearing cargo shorts and I was stupid. It hurt. My legs were hurting, y'all.
Dude, you were like holding your thighs by the time we were walking to the car.
Gabby's all fit ass. God damn it, I know. Gabby. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, so that was Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to Lover's Leap.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see it. It was very beautiful. Very
beautiful, dude.
Jesus. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It was windy. It was like nice and calm up there. It felt real good. And at that point, I was like, we need to get some beers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So we went to Bear Arms Brewery. Brewing Company. And we got schwasted.
We did. I was feeling great.
Bro, we got a flight.
Yeah.
And you know what? I give you credit, Lindsay. Like, you actually trying some different shit.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. Like, we got really fucking drunk.
I was just vibing.
We were vibing. We were feeling it. We were eating.
Yeah.
Doggy shit.
I shared mine. And I was like, okay. Because there was four in this little box that I got. I shared one with Sarah, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to get some more because I want some more. And I thought, you know, she would have some more, too. I got a fucking sixer, 10 altogether, I ordered. And, bitch, I said I was going to, like, have a few more and, you know, snack on the rest later.
Nope.
My drunk ass. I ate all of them.
They were stuffed chicken, right? With cheese inside?
Stuffed chicken with cheese inside wrapped and then in bacon. Wrapped with jalapeno and then bacon.
Yeah.
And they were fried.
Oh, so good. It was really, really good. No hauntings there. No haunting experience there.
No.
And then we kind of went back to the hotel after that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Went back to the hotel. We were going to drink some drinks and I don't know.
Fucking took a nap.
Bitch, listen. I am a grandma. Are you surprised?
I could have taken a nap. And if I didn't wake you up,
I would have slept the whole time.
You would have slept the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I literally let her sleep for like a fucking hour.
I needed it. Because then, after that, we went to Lindsay Hollow Road. And yeah. That was a creepy... I think out of everything that we did, that was a creepy fucking experience.
That road was beautiful.
A very beautiful road. I mean, we went down it like early in the day,
mm-hmm.
just to see where it was, to know where it was, see what it looked like in the daytime. It's very beautiful. Overgrown trees, mm-hmm. and it's just like, it's a winding road, and it's just like, it gave you like good energy.
Yeah, it did.
At nighttime, that's a different fucking experience, dude.
That was pretty creepy.
I, like, slowed down my car, turned off my lights, was kind of driving down the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, but obviously whenever a car would come, I flip my lights back on, but driving down the road with my windows down.
Yeah.
And we could hear, I don't know about you. You can hear
rustling in the...
Like, straight up, like, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Straight up rustling, like, someone's, like, walking beside our car while my car is going
and
by.
And it's, like, a tall wall of, like... Not a wall, but it's like a hill.
Yeah.
And it's full of, you know, greenery and...
Trees.
Mm-hmm. Nothing can be Mm-mm. on it at Mm-mm. all. It's just like a big-ass fucking hill. And you can hear, like, rustling right in the trees and right in the fucking greenery. It was just fucking weird.
And then I stopped creepy. Completely and off the side of the road. And I started calling out to the brothers.
Uh-huh.
Like, show yourself... Let us know your presence. And fucking Lindsay and Gabby were like, bitch, what's wrong with you?
We were scared.
I mean.
I was like, oh, you're tripping. You're calling them out directly? Fuck that.
Nothing happened. They didn't come.
Yeah.
But it was a very eerie feeling mm-hmm. just to go down that road over and over again. It was very creepy. And then after that, we went to go try to find the witch's castle. How'd that go, Lindsay?
Could not find it for the freaking life of us. Where the fuck is it? She didn't want to be found.
I think she's all the way in the back. Like, I think we should have gotten off probably. No, I wouldn't have wanted to do that.
Girl.
It was too dark. Oh, bro.
It was freaking dark.
Dark. I knew I should have brought my fucking lights. Like, my little flashlights and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole area where it's said that the witch's castle was supposed to be, I mean, there's like a fence and it's like overgrown bush and like just like a empty area pretty much. And there's like these really beautiful houses that are near it. Mm-hmm. It felt like weird to do that.
It was in a literal neighborhood. Like all the houses were super close together. Uh-huh. If we got out of the vehicle, somebody is going to hear us and be like, oh. What the fuck are
Let me call the police because I don't know what the fuck these fucking crackheads are doing out here in the middle of the night. So. They're trying to steal something. And I'm in my little red Yaris. Fucking it. No, I mean, it really was no way to get to it. And I don't know if it would have wanted to. I mean, it was all the fucking way back there.
Yeah.
But everything that I did look up did say that it was next to an actual suburbs. Mm-hmm. And it's a possibility that would have been a problem to get to.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we tried it. It was fun to try to look for it. It was
fun, yeah.
And then, I guess we went back.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was our night.
It passed out.
Yeah. We did watch The Conjuring, though.
Yeah. But
no, we didn't not fully The Conjuring.
Watch it, though.
Not The Conjuring. Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Yeah. And tell them about... Lindsay saved my life, y'all. Lindsay a real one, let me tell you.
Because that Annabelle part where neighbor, she comes in the house and, you know, she fucking kills her family. Well, she was holding the doll. And then I guess the doll, her spirit got into the doll. Well, the woman was walking in the house. And around the corner, the door was open and that fucking, she saw a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the little kid started running towards her. And then it turned into a grown-ass adult woman. And I got chills. And fucking Sarah, like, turned into me, like, oh, my God. And I was like, it's okay, I got
Bitch, don't be calling me out like that.
And I held her. I put my arm over her, like, to protect her.
You were a real one.
And Gabby went towards me. And I was like, oh, no. I thought, because Gabby was holding her wine glass. And she was, like, her fucking...
Gabby was ready to baptize your ass.
Bro, I was like, oh my God, no, don't spill it. I'm like,
Sarah, no. Dude, that was crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I kept falling asleep.
Dude, me too.
I fell asleep. You fell asleep. I
was fucking 2 hours of sleep. And
yeah.
That sucks. I hate that.
But I think we had a lot of fun. Waco was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Would I go back to Waco? No.
Nah.
Nah. It was cool.
It was fun, but...
It was fun because we had Gabby.
Yeah.
That was my first time meeting Gabby. I loved
hanging
out with her. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah. But other than that, there's really nothing in Waco to do.
Nothing to do.
So, she want to talk about our little town.
All right. So, ghosty-wise, how many ghosts would we give Waco out of 10? Haunting. Scary-wise.
All the... shit that's happened in Waco, I'm pretty sure it's really fucking haunted, but I didn't experience anything crazy, so I might probably have to give it a 5 out of 10.
Maybe. 5 out of 10 ghosts?
5 out of 10.
Honestly, personally, for me, I would give them, like, a 3 out of 10.
Yeah. The only reason I give it a 5 is because I felt something push on me.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only reason.
And but that's valid. That's valid. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I didn't feel shit.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like that, though.
Yeah.
It was fun. Like I said, it was a lot of fun. And but it definitely didn't meet the creepy criteria that I was expecting. But, all right. Well, that's our Waco trip.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to do, like, a little episode about it.
A little review.
Sorry that Gabby couldn't be here. Our
feedback on it. I know. And we're not going to see her anytime soon anyway, so... Might as well just do it.
All right, guys. Well, that'll be our episode for this week.
Our episode.
Or it could be a bonus episode. I don't know when I'm going to put this out.
I would put it as a bonus episode.
Bonus episode? Yeah. It's like,
how many minutes is it?
About 27 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Bonus episode in the
bonus.
In the business. All right. All right, y'all. Well, we will spook you later.
Spook you later.
Blinded by the light.